WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.
While building trails in Mount Washington's Emerald View Park several years ago, Nathaniel Broaddus noticed some of his fellow African-American colleagues working in the park, but rarely using and enjoying its scenic trails. The realization led him to organize monthly Blackpacking Nature excursions. Broaddus tells 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort the goal is to get more people acquainted with the mental and physical benefits of hiking.
One of the young men on my crew, he would show up to work 2 hours early sometimes, or he would stay 2 hours after work out on the trail that we were working on. So one day I had to ask him, I was like, you know, what are you doing here? We're not paying you for this. And he said, you know, it just makes me feel good to be out here. So I decided, you know, I want to see what that feels like. I'm a veteran. I know very much what PTSD feels like. I know very much what it feels like to be hypervigilant, to be angry. It was an awesome opportunity for me to go and see, like, all right, this makes him feel good. You know, maybe it can make me feel better, right? I went out the next day, and I hung out on the trail, and it was amazing. A few days later, I reached out to my good friend Shannon. Shannon talks a lot about mental health and the need for self-care. We framed the event that would become Blackpacking. You know, what would it mean for us to get our friends together in this outdoor space and not have to worry about solving all the problems of the world, or not worry about having to fight against white supremacy and, you know, social injustices? What if we could just get together and talk about hiking?
Who do you encourage to come out and enjoy the outdoors and go on the trails and go hiking?
We want to encourage people to know that you don't have to be in great shape to come blackpacking. Our trails go all the way from, you know, 3/4 of a mile to, we've done 5-mile hikes. But we always encourage everybody to know that, number one, the human body is capable of amazing things. Long after you get tired, is your body still capable of going? Mm-hmm. Number two, we're not here to break anybody's back, you know? We want to get out and have fun. We want this thing to be relaxed, and we want to be able to get to the end and say, man, I feel good, right? And still be able to eat and laugh and joke with each other. So, you know, that's what it's really all about, is making this as accessible for everybody as possible.
And which parks do you go hiking?
Oh, we try to get all around the city. We really started out with Emerald View Park on Mount Washington because that really does have a lot of meaning to me. Mm-hmm. We just hiked a beautiful trail in Hazelwood. My co-founder, Shannon, planned this hike and took us all out, and it was the most beautiful scenery you'll ever see. I had no idea that there were parts of Pittsburgh that looked like this. Oh, my goodness. You know, that's what Blackpacking is all about, is bringing us together in these spaces and creating, you know, that access.
How often do you go blackpacking?
We go once a month.
There's no charge?
No, blackpacking is completely free, and we're committed to keeping it completely free. The only thing that we ever ask of anybody is that if you come, that you consider bringing a food item to share with the group. Now, if you can't bring a food item, you should still come.
Nathaniel Broaddus of Blackpacking, thank you for taking time to do the interview.
Thank you, Elaine.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series WESA celebrates 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.